بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اتبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. In today's talk, inshallah you will hear me mention the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or just the Messenger of Allah, or just the Prophet. So I would like to first remind myself and everyone else of the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, من صلى علي صلاة صلى الله عليها عشر صلوات وحطت عنه عشر خطيات ورفع له عشر درجات, which means whoever sends blessings upon me once, Allah will send blessings upon him tenfold and will raise from him 10 misdeeds and raise him 10 degrees in status. So not only will Allah send blessings upon him, but he will also erase from him 10 misdeeds, wipe away 10 of his sins. And not only that, but he will also raise him in 10 degrees. And Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, has said in commentary of this hadith, said this means that if you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, which means, oh Allah, send blessings upon Muhammad, Allah will send upon you blessings tenfold in return, and also will praise you before those in high 10 times. So I would like to remind myself and everyone else of the importance of sending peace and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on every mention of his name. And also just saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad at any other time. And also in another hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us an example of who is a miser. A miser is someone who is like a stingy person. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the miser is the one in whose presence I am mentioned, but he does not supplicate for me. He doesn't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also in the Quran, Allah mentions, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, which means, indeed, Allah confers blessing upon the Prophet and his angels, ask him to do so. So, O you who have believed, ask Allah to confirm blessings upon him and ask Allah to grant him peace. So it's a command from Allah where he's telling us to send peace and salutations upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is just a reminder as an opening, because in such talks, there's always going to be mentions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let's keep this in mind, because it's only good for ourselves. When we say this, we have 10 of our misdeeds removed, and we are also raised in rank by tenfold. So it's a good thing for ourselves. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said in an authentic hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم, none of you will have faith. And he continues, and now if someone was to walk in here and ask us, are you Muslim? Of course, all of us would say, yes, we're Muslims. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is informing us and teaching us that none of us will truly have faith, none of us will truly believe until we fulfill a certain condition. So he went on to say, حَتَّ أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, which means none of you will have faith till he loves me more than his father, his children, and all mankind. So loving our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a condition for having true faith. And not just loving him, but loving him more than anyone else, more than even our own parents or our own beloved children. And we all know how much emphasis our religion puts on loving our parents and being good to them. But even with that, we have to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even more than our own parents. And in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever possesses the following three qualities will have or taste the sweetness of faith. And the first thing he mentioned was the one to whom Allah and his apostle becomes dearer than anything else. So you will not taste the sweetness of iman until you, first of all, love Allah more than anything, and then you love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone else. So all this is evidence for why we all need to love our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not just loving him by a small amount, just a little bit, but loving him more than any other person. Now let's look at the position of all this, the position of loving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu narrates that during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a man whose name was Abdullah and he used to drink alcohol. So his name was Abdullah and he used to drink alcohol. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to carry out the prescribed punishment for drinking. And he kept being brought back. So he would be punished and then he would drink again and then he would be brought back to be punished again. And he kept being punished. So some people, they said, you know, what is wrong with that man? May Allah curse him. They asked Allah to curse him because like how frequently this man is drinking and coming back to this same punishment and doing this over and over again. And how frequently he commits this sin. And the Prophet ﷺ said, do not curse him, for by Allah, I know that he loves Allah and he loves his messenger. The point being, the Prophet ﷺ, he stood up for this man. And the point being, my brothers and sisters, don't think that if you love the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this means that you're going to be absolutely perfect. Or that if you're going to commit a sin, then sometimes shaitan comes to you and says, like, that's it, you don't love the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it's not true. This man used to drink alcohol, he fell into a major sin. Not even like some small sin, but one of the major sins. Yet the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he still testified to the fact that he loves Allah and he loves his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, Allah says, "An-nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim," which means the Prophet is more worthy of the believers than themselves. So we see from the Quran and we see from the Sunnah the importance of loving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and putting him above any other person. And it's a part of our faith that nobody can deny. And it's an integral part, one of the important, most important parts of our faith, that we love our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now some questions. Why do we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why do we love him? We know that we have to love him, but why do we love him? The first reason, of course, is that we have been guided to do so by the Quran and the Sunnah. But the second reason is why we love him, because he is beloved by Allah. It's because as Muslims, we love that which Allah loves, and we hate that which Allah hates. And there is no one that Allah has created that is more beloved to him than the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So because Allah loves him, we love him. So we love what Allah loves. So now another reason, third reason why we love him, because my brothers and sisters, without him, we wouldn't be Muslims. Because Allah chose him to bring the religion of Islam. So without the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would not be Muslims. Because this religion exists firstly by the permission of Allah and then by the conveyance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he stopped at nothing at delivering this message to you. He stopped at nothing. He worked day and he worked night just to deliver this message. And he dedicated his entire life after the prophethood to delivering this message, to spreading the religion of Islam. And he told us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have not left anything that would bring you closer to paradise, except that I have commanded it upon you. I have not left anything that would take you further away from the fire, except that I have made it clear to you and commanded you with it. So think about it, brothers and sisters. How is it that we know how to worship Allah in the way that pleases him? How do we know how to pray correctly? How do we fast? How we have to be with our parents? How do we have to be with our neighbors? How should we behave with our spouses? How should we be dealing with our friends or our neighbors or our relatives? And how should we be with our rulers? And how should we be with the Muslims? And how should we be with the non-Muslims? How should we live in times of ease, in times of trials and tribulations? And where do we learn all this from? We learn it from the Quran and the Sunnah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed to us. We learn it from the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he clarified everything for us. And so because of this clarity and for conveying all of this knowledge we all need so much, we love him. Another reason why we love him, because he was sent as a mercy to all of the worlds. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except as a mercy for all of the worlds. So don't think that he was just mercy for the humans. He was of even mercy to the animals, even to the creation we could not see. So he was sent as a mercy to everyone. And he was a mercy to a level that we cannot understand. When he was sent to Taif, and he went there because the people in Mecca, they threw him out. They were treating him badly. And even though he lived with them in Mecca for 40 years, and they loved him, like before the prophethood, they loved him, they trusted him. And for example, when they needed some money to be held on to, some were being held safe, they would go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they had a dispute amongst themselves, they would go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam if they needed somebody to solve it in a fair manner. And all that was before he became a prophet. And so he lived amongst them and they loved him. But when he started preaching the message to say La ilaha illallah, calling everyone to one God, they threw him out and punished him. So he left and he went to Taif. And he went walking. And when he reached there, people already knew that he was coming. And the leaders of that city gathered their young ones and they commanded them to gather stones. And when the Prophet ﷺ entered Taif, they all started throwing stones at him. They threw stones at him and then he left. And he fled from that place and he was injured to the point that there was blood dripping dripping down from him. So he stopped outside the city of Taif, and then the angel Jibreel, he came to him and said, I have brought the angel in command of these two mountains by Taif. And he said, if you give the order, I will order the angel to crush Taif between these two mountains. And any other person in this situation like would think, how could they do this to me? I'm the messenger of Allah. How could have they done this? But he said, no, don't do that. Rather, I hope that from their offspring, there will rise a nation who worship Allah. And he made dua for them. And now look at Taif, everybody is Muslim there. So this is from the mercy of the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for what other reasons we love him? We love him because he had the best and most perfect character. There has not been any person who has walked on the face of this earth who has had better character and attributes than the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says about him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah addresses him and says to him, and indeed you are of great moral character. And one time it was also given a choice. He was given a choice. Does he want to be the servant of Allah and his messenger? Or does he want Allah to make him a king and a messenger and a prophet? And he chose to be the servant of Allah and his messenger. And this is a person who, when someone came to him and asked him some wealth or some charity, whatever he had, he would give. And he would give it for the sake of Allah. And this is a person who was a father, a husband, a governor, a leader. And on top of that, he was a servant of Allah. And he used to run the affairs of the people. And he did all of those things. And yet, he still had time and had it in him to also stay up long periods of night and worship Allah. This was his character. And what did he order us with? He ordered us with good treatment of our neighbors, to the point where when the companions narrated this hadith about good treatment of neighbors, they said, that's what the companion said. The Prophet ﷺ emphasized the good treatment of neighbors to such an extent that we thought he would make them inheritors. So when a person dies, his wife and the children, etc., they inherit from him. But the companion said that the Prophet ﷺ, he placed so much emphasis on the good treatment of neighbors that they thought that he was going to make them inherit them. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many times did a man come to him and grabbed him by his collar, and some Bedouin came, and it was a rough Bedouin. The Bedouins of the Arabs were really rough at those days. So he came and grabbed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much so that there was a mark of his clothes on his neck. So he grabbed him really tight. And this man said, give me charity. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of telling him to just leave or scolding him, he would speak to him in a gentle way and he would give something to him, give him some charity. So all of these are just some reasons, some examples of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why we love him. Also, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made dua for all of us. And he said, oh, how I wish to meet my brothers. The companion said, we are your brothers. So they didn't understand what he was talking about. And then he said, no, you are my companions. But rather, my brothers are the ones who have not seen me, yet they will believe in me. And these are my brothers and how I wish to meet them, he said. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to also spend his night in prayer and saying, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Oh my Lord, my nation, my nation, my nation. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to pray for me and you because he wanted good for us. He wanted goodness for us. And it's really a shame to know that living in this time, nowadays, we as people, we often know more about our favorite football players, or we know more about our favorite actors, movie stars, whatever, than we know about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know more about these people than we know about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we are honest with ourselves, we sometimes even love them more than we love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because to love someone is to go out and learn about him. To love someone is to follow him. And in reality, in some cases, we have more love for our favorite celebrities than we have for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is really a problem, because in our religion, the Messenger taught us that a man will be with the one whom he loves. A man is going to be with the person for whom he has love for. A man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, and he said, "When will the hour come?" So imagine this scene. A man comes up to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, when is the day of resurrection? When is the day of judgment? And the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he taught the people that which benefited them. So he didn't say this is when the day of judgment is, because in reality even he didn't have the knowledge of it. And he hasn't got knowledge of the unseen, but he said to the man, what have you prepared for it? So look at the question he's asking. And rather than saying to the man, like, these are some signs of the day of judgment, this is how you know that the day of judgment is coming, he's teaching the person that which is going to benefit him. What have you prepared for the day in which you will stand in front of Allah? What have you prepared for it? And the man said, I haven't prepared a lot. In other words, he said, I don't have a lot of good deeds. I haven't done anything special, except that I love Allah and I love the Messenger. I love Allah and I love the Messenger. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." A person is with the one he loves. And Anas, who is the narrator of this hadith, he said, "There was nothing which made us happier in this world than to hear this." And Anas said, "By Allah, I love the Prophet. By Allah, I love Abu Bakr. By Allah, I love Umar, and I hope that I will be with them, even though my deeds don't reach their deeds." So according to this narration, you can be with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as long as you love him. But it's not a false type of love that we're talking about here. It's a real type of love, true love. And we're also going to look at the reality of love. How do we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And also, what's the fake type of love? But right now we're talking about the man is with whom he loves. So right now we need to ask ourselves, do we want to be with our favorite celebrity in the Akhirah, or do you want to be with your favorite? Do you want to be with your favorite celebrity, or do you want to be with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Akhirah? That is the question we need to ask ourselves. And if you want to be with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then do you love him, and do you love him more than you love these people today? And what's the reality of this love now? Let's talk about the reality of this love. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger. So what about these people now? So what's in store for those people who obey Allah and the Messenger? He says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. That these people, they are going to be with the ones Allah bestowed His mercy upon. And who are these people? Then Allah explained who exactly are these people He bestowed His mercy upon, and said, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, from amongst the prophets, وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ, and the sincere and steadfast in truth, وَالشُّهَدَاءَ, and the martyrs, والصالحين and the righteous. So Allah says, if you obey Allah and if you obey the Messenger, then you will be with the prophets and the martyrs and the righteous ones. And then Allah says, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And how excellent these companions are. Who wouldn't want to be with the prophets and the best of people in Jannah? So, my brothers and sisters, we have the main reality of this. Wa alaykum salam. We have the main reality of this love. It's the obedience to Allah and His Messenger. And this is a condition. You cannot love the Messenger of Allah if you don't obey him. It's like someone coming to you and saying, you know, my brother, I really like you, I really love you. And then he just slaps you in your face. Because in that case, his words are saying one thing and his actions are saying completely something completely else, different. And words, they don't mean anything if the actions contradict them. And let's all keep that in mind, and may it be a reminder to myself first and foremost, and then to everyone else. So the action has to be the obedience of Allah and the obedience of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah has commanded that we love the Messenger. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his sunnah told us that this is part of our faith. So it's a portion of our iman. And therefore it's an act of worship. We seek to be rewarded by Allah because of this love. And when it's an act of worship, we also have to follow the example of the companions in it. You cannot love the Messenger in a way that the companions didn't love him. Because the companions are the ones whom Allah says about them, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. So, dear brothers and sisters, after the Prophet ﷺ died, who is it that conveyed Islam? It was the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. So when you hear someone say that such and such a person narrated from the Prophet ﷺ and said that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said this or that, it's the companion of the Prophet ﷺ telling us what the Messenger ﷺ said. So without the companions, after Allah and His Messenger, there would be no Islam. We all owe our Islam, we owe our whole religion, first and foremost to Allah, then to the Messenger, and then to the companions. And Allah says that He is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. And nobody sitting here can say that, you know, that one of us is for sure going to paradise, and Allah is not going to punish him. None of us know that. And nobody here can guarantee that he's not going to be thrown into the fire by Allah. But as for the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, then Allah said about them that he's pleased with them. And they were the greatest people in following the Prophet ﷺ, even in the smallest of things. An example of this is Ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu. He was riding on his camel one day after the death of the Messenger ﷺ. And he stopped his camel and he diverted it from the path that he was going to, even though there was no obstacle. So he had his camel and he was going in a certain direction and there was no obstacle in this path, but he took a diversion, he went around. So the people were surprised and they asked, why did you divert your camel from that path, from that direction and go around, even though something wasn't there, there was nothing there. And he said, I saw the camel of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he used to walk around the tree that used to be in this place. And now the tree is chopped down, but I wish that the feet of my camel fall in the same place as the feet of the camel of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even in the small things, the slightest of things, they would follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these companions were also the people who were ready to face anything for the love they had for Islam and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another companion whose name was Khubayb radiallahu anhu, he was tortured in Mecca before he was killed. The Meccans were dismembering Khubayb's body while he was still alive and they were taunting him in the process. And one of them asked him, would you like Muhammad to be in your place while you go free? Don't you wish that he was the one being punished here and you go and be with your family? And this companion, keep in mind that he was being tortured at this time. His hands and feet were literally being cut off while he was being while he was still alive. And look at his reply. What did he say? By Allah, I would not wish that even a thorn pricks Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while I was at home safe and secure with my family. Forget being tortured. I don't even want him to be pricked by a thorn. So look again, a couple of instances from the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the life of his companions. Look how much they loved him. They were not afraid of any harm coming to them as long as they remained steadfast on the religion. And compare it with the state that we are in nowadays. We all like to think that we love our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but is it really true? Is it really a true love or is it a fake love? This companion here was being tortured and he was literally being cut into pieces while he was alive. And he wasn't afraid of that. And he remained steadfast on his religion. But what about us? We are even afraid of the slightest of bad words said against us because of us being Muslims. So we are scared of that. And what do? We stop praying at work because we are scared of what our boss or our colleagues will say. And we stop following the sunnah in any other area as well because we are afraid of someone saying some bad word to us. And here we have this companion who was being physically tortured and he was ready to face all of that with strong iman and having true love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So look at the reality of their love, the love the companions had for the Prophet. It wasn't a love of going against his sunnah and changing his religion and disobeying him. And then when they were around the people, they would say, I love the Messenger. No, this is this false type of love. But loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sticking to his religion at any time. So at the time, that was just after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud came out and found some younger companions and they were waiting for him outside. It was late at night, so they didn't want to disturb him. So they were just waiting for him to come out for the prayer. And Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, one of the companions, he came and said, oh, Abu Abdurrahman, this was the kunya of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, a nickname that is derived from the name of his son. He said to him, I have just seen something in the masjid and I wasn't sure if it's good or if it's bad, but I've never seen it before. Meaning he didn't see it in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I've come now to ask you about it. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he goes to the masjid and he sees people sitting in circles. And I'm just going to read this narration. And I want you to think about it and overlay this and to put this narration on some of the situations that we find nowadays in our community sometimes. And he said, in the mosque, I saw some people sitting in circles waiting for the prayer. In every circle, there was a man, and in their hands, they had pebbles, small stones. He would say, the one in the circle, in the middle of the circle, this man, say Allahu Akbar 100 times. And then all these people around him, they would say Allahu Akbar 100 times on these pebbles, using these pebbles. And he would say, this man in the middle of the circle, say La ilaha illallah 100 times. And also say Subhanallah 100 times. And he said, Ibn Mas'ud, he asked, what did you say to them? He said, I didn't say anything to them. I was waiting to see what you think and I waited for your command. He said, why did you not tell them to count their bad deeds instead? Then he moved on and we moved with him until he came to one of the circles and he stood over them and said, what is this that I see you doing? And they said, O Abu Abdurrahman, these are stones with which we count the takbirs, Allahu Akbar, Tahleel, La ilaha illallah, and Tasbih, Subhanallah. And he said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, woe to you, O Ummah of Muhammad, how quickly have you become doomed? His companions are still alive, and his cloak has not worn out, and his vessel is not yet broken. Meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had just died. By the one in whose hand is my soul, you are either following a way that is more guided than the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you're opening the door of misguidance. And it's impossible that they would be following a way that is even more guided than the way of the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it leaves only the option of them opening the door of misguidance. And you see it these days too, when people are coming up with things which they consider good, but in reality are far from the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a person can do these innovative things and say, I only intend good with it. And, you know, what is wrong with that? I only want good. And we say, okay, we have some questions for you. And the first question is to this person, do you love Allah and know how to worship Him more than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So do you love Him more than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Allah? And do you know how to worship him better than the Messenger knew? And no Muslim would say yes to this. And he will say no. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves Allah the most and also knew best how to worship Him. So we say, okay, and we ask, do you find evidence for this practice, this innovative thing that you're doing from the way of the companions? And he's going to say, why do I need an evidence for this from the way of the companions? And we say, do you love the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than the companions love the Messenger? And do you understand the religion more than those companions understood the religion? And do you love Allah more than these companions loved Allah? And no Muslim in his right mind would say yes to this. And also in this example of this same hadith, when Abdullah ibn Mas'ud found these people in these circles doing this this sort of innovative thing, they said to him also, by Allah, O Abu Abdurrahman, we intended nothing but good. So he said, how many of those who intended good did not achieve it? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that some people would recite the Quran and it would not go any further than their collarbones. So there are some things that a person might do and have a good intention with it, but if it's a worship, if it's an act of worship, then it must be in accordance with the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, it's not accepted. And by mentioning these things, it's not with the intention to cause controversy amongst ourselves, but these things are part of our religion and we need to talk about them. Now, how not to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The first way how not to love him is to single out one day of the year. So you pick a day and you say, this is the birthday of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know, you say, I love him on that day. And some people maybe didn't even pray all the five prayers throughout the year. And then on that day, on that one single day, he becomes a person that loves the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't even follow his sunnah for the whole part of the year. And then on one day, he chooses to love him. And we say, no, this is this false type of love. Because if you loved him, then you followed him at all times. And understand that this is not me just saying this. It is the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has said, in an authentic narration, all of my nation will enter paradise except for those who refuse. And what a strange thing to say. Because those who refuse, who's going to refuse to enter into paradise? No one would. Will you ever find a Muslim who will say, no, I don't want to go to paradise, I refuse to go? And the companion said, O Messenger of Allah, who is going to refuse to enter paradise? And he said, whoever obeys me will enter into paradise, and whoever disobeys me, then he has refused. Again, we have to look at the actions and not just the words. Because actions, they always speak louder than words. If you love him, you've got to follow him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever brings something new into this religion that is not from it, then it's going to be rejected. And he also said, مَنْ عَمَلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever does an action that is not in accordance with our way, is going to be rejected. And my brothers and sisters, Islam, it has been completed. So if you want to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to love him the way Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu loved him. You have to love him the way Umar and Uthman and Ali and all the other companions loved him. If you don't love him in the same way and you try to find new ways to love him, then unfortunately, you are upon misguidance. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those people who truly love the Messenger of Allah. And I ask Allah to resurrect us with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And I ask Allah to enter us into Jannah with him and his companions, even though our actions are not like theirs. But we hold on to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. The person will be with him, with whom he loves. So we hope that by our love for our Prophet, our love for his companions, we hope to be with them in Jannah. And Allah knows best. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّنَا وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ